Okay, we are Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting at the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Bet. So we are, if you look at the Tosfot, it says Mishum the Huchzak Kafran Tulo Paraklal in the Tosfot. You got a few lines. So we came to, we are speaking of it. We said Vasita Tov Hashar Bnei Hashem. That's why they give back the star. The Gemara says Hilchach Mireishu de Kazavin. Right, if he had initially had a star, he has to write the new star. The Gemara says in Gabesh Starchov, Mike, that's where the Mechachomemka, what about Starchov? So even to the Pare, he bought the Mikrash, if it's paid, should have torn it up. So, and we should have to say, maybe not, maybe it's just trying to basically buy time. Damale, Lemacha Yavdelach, Dashleg, he hasn't got the money. Now he's going to, like we've seen before this answer, the Gemara, other possible answer is, why does the guy want to use the star? Inami Afshita de Safra Zayule, the cost of the Sofer, he didn't want to have to pay for a new cost of the software. Okay, so that's where we really should have ended yesterday with the end of the circuit. There we'll carry on now. It's back to dedication to the Shiri Nishmat when it died in this war, to all the soldiers and to the civilians, and the Ptsuim should all be healed in the Chatofim. And we returned, we mentioned specifically in Daniel Shimon Ben Sharon. Everybody else, Mishri Matzliach. Okay, so I'm Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Aslak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm more on this idea of star and finding a star and the credibility of the star. Do we give it back? Do I give it back? Are we choshesh to Piraon that's been paid or not? So I'm starting on the two roads. I'm Rabbi Abahu, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Motesh Star Chobeshuk. You find the letter of debt, an agreement for money, a loan agreement in the marketplace, in public. Afa bisha katuv bo henpek, lo yachziru lebali. Even though it's katuv bo henpek. What does it mean henpek? We know that means mekuyan. There was a point, it was approved by Beitin. Right, even though it's been approved by Beit Din, you don't give it back. So God says, "Let me buy you the law katu bo henpek, where it isn't a kuyam, it's pashut." Because there we can have a chashash. Maybe the guy wrote the loan agreement to lend money and never lent or borrowed the money, so the star wasn't even an affected star. But afilu katu bo henpek. That's the big chiddush of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan. Even if it's henpek, it's mukuyam. So my new de mekuyam lo yachzir. So how come if it's mekuyam, why don't we give it back? What's the reason? The chayshinan le piraon. Remember we saw before that Shmuel wasn't choshesh le piraon. We had before also gehiyah. So Rabbi Yochanan is choshesh le piraon. If you've got a loan agreement and you find an agreement to the market, but even though it's mekuyam, you don't give it back. So eighty Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Bahu. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Bahu akasha. He says I don't understand. Kol maase beitin areze yachzir. Don't we have a klal? Any maase beitin. And what is a Maaseh Beitin? Look at Rashi, the very last narrow lines of Rashi. Call Maaseh Beitin. Vahainami, Maaseh Beitin. This is a Maaseh Beitin. Right? It's a star Mekuyam. Once it's got Kiyum, it's a Beitin of a tester to the star. It's a Maaseh Beitin. A Maaseh Beitin, we said Machzir. So look how he answered. This Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says Rabbi Yirmiyah. He says, Amalei Yirmiyah Bari. Yirmiyah Masan. Right? Yirmiyah Masan. Lo call Maaseh Beitin. Shavim. Maaseh Beitin is a generic term. Not all Maaseh Beitin are the same. They aren't equal. Some are more equal than others. Some you do, some you don't. In the Kagon, Shehuchza Kafran. What are we talking about over here? He says, yeah, we're speaking about a case where the guy, look at Rashi, Shehuchza, the second last wide lines at the bottom there. Shehuchza, Love Ze Kafra Bacher. The Love, the creditor, the debtor, sorry, the guy who owes the money, the borrower, he's a liar. He's lied before. And therefore, lefichach ein ne'eman lemar parati. We don't trust him when he's not paid back. Uvahahitnan. Right, yachzir. And yeah, it says yachzir. And how can we, that's why we're saying not to. Uvahitnan, I think it's like a question. Uvahitnan yachzir. You tell me that we're going to pay it back. We don't trust the guy. The guy's a liar. So I'm a rabbi. So rabbi said, I don't understand. Umishum duchza kafran chadaz zimna tulo paraklal. Just because a guy once was caught lying. Means he's never paid anything in his life. From there onwards, he's blacklisted. He's got like a ot kain on his forehead. The guy's now a liar. So once he lied, says Rava. From now on, you say he never paid anything back. Maybe he lied once, but now he paid this one back. Look at Rashi. The two law, paraklal, bitmiya, question mark. V'lochashin lepiron zeh, shalon izan lishmor v'ichashin lepiron zeh, shalon izan lishmor shtaro yafsid. Right. So bottom line is what? Why should he have to lose out now? So he says over there, I'm a Rava. So Rava says no. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Madnitin b'shtar chiltata v'adrachta. So let's look at Rabbi Zaira. Right? He says, really, what's the shtar? It's not a shtar. When we said aviyah that you found, amotze shtar chov b'shuk, the shtar chov is not really an agreement, a letter of debt. It's a ithalto adrachta, a guy owed money, and then he was owed money, he went to Beit Din, he challenged Beit Din, and Beit Din eventually gave him a letter to go and, like a search and seizure, we said, go and try and find property the guys owe you and extract the properties. There isn't really, it's not a loan agreement, I borrowed money from you, I owe you the money. That's not what we're speaking about. We're speaking about an adrachta ithalto, that you must give back, that you can give back. So now, it says over here, Rava ukafran, once he's speaking about liars, he says, now I'll tell you a little bit about liars. Since you brought up the fact of liars, let's talk a bit about liars. We can see two opinions here now in Rav Nachman. The first opinion is Naime Bay Milt, he says, Now we're going to see over here two stages in Beit Din. Okay, so a guy comes to Beit Din and he comes with a claim. There's a whole stage where the din is completed and Beit Din issue a psak din. Okay, so Amru lo tsei v'tein lo. Go now, pay the guy. An instruction from Beit Din to go pay. Look at Rashi. She pasku lo dino Beit Din. She tzivu alav latet lo. They instructed him to go and pay the money. Okay, a court order to pay the money. You found the other money, go pay the money. In a case like that, va'amar parati. And he says, I paid. So now it comes a while. He says, Parati, Rashi's Vachar Acharzman, Parati, I'll pay Beit Din, I paid you, but Beit Din, I paid you. We say, Ne'eman, we trust the guy, but look at Rashi though, actually we trust him, not 100%. How do we trust him? Ubishvat Heset. He makes a Shvur Durabana. So we make him make a Shvur anyhow. We trust the guy, make a Shvur. You know what? One heart, make a Shvur. Ba milveh lichtov, the malveh, rather says, the guy owes you the money, never paid me the money. So I want you to give me a court order. Look at Rashi here. Ba mil belefen lichtov lo adrachta alav. The Rashi has searched and said, the guy that paid me. Ein kotvim not nim lo. We don't give it to him. Right? That's in the case where Beit Din said, say the 10. On the other hand, if Beit Din just said, listen, if it looks like chayavat ha'iten that you chayav, they don't actually give an instruction, but it says, from our understanding, you chayav to pay him the money, which is like a lesser level of instruction. Va'amar, and then he says, parati, I paid, ein on ne'eman. Right? We don't believe him. And in this case, Ba Malve Lichtov Kotvim not in the Malve comes and I want a star adrachta, we give a star adrachta and we go. So that is Rav Yosef Bar Minyumin and Rabbi Nachman. Rav Zvi Bishai Rav Nachman, he says it's a little bit different. He says like this, he says, Tsei Veten Lo, right? Bain Tsei Veten Lo, Bain Chayabat, and in both cases of Beit Din, where they say, in our opinion, you chayab, or they give an instruction, a fine, a psak, go pay him for Amar Prati, and he said, paid Neman. And then Ba'amil v'dichtov and kotvim not nimro. Now that's Rav Zvid said it. Now Rav Zvid says, ever that is how I understood it. Ela'ikali fluga, but really he says, I don't think that's the distinction that you should be making. Whether it makes a difference, like Rav Nachman Bar Minyumi, Rav Yosef Bar Minyumi said, that it's an activity between Tsei V'tein or Atachayav. And Rav Zvid says, really I heard Rav Nachman saying that in both cases. Rav Zvid says, I think you should say it like this. If you're going to make a distinction between circumstances, they say you should distinguish. In case number one, I'm say ten law, they gave instruction, Beitin go pay, in Va'amar Paradis I paid, Va'edim Eidim Otoshi lo paru, and Eidim come along and say, but you didn't pay. Right, look at Rashi, Va'edim Eidim Otoshi lo paru, the first, second narrow line of Rashi. But finally, the guy came in front of us and said, pay me back to what Beitin said, and you said you already paid him, we know you didn't pay him, we said you didn't pay him. In a case like that, this guy's now a liar as far as that money is concerned. What do you mean as far as that money is concerned? We will never accept that you've paid that money until you bring Adam to prove that you paid it. On the other hand, if Beit Din said, they didn't say, psaktin, tsevetan, they just said, in our opinion, you have to give him. Va'amar parati, and then he said, I paid. Va'edi meidi motosh lo paranu. And what did he say? No, we were there. He asked you to pay according to Beit Din's instructions. You didn't pay him. We saw you didn't pay him. But chazara, and then he says again, aval aparati a second time. Now loch zak kafran oto mamon. Then we say, you know what? If he said the second time he paid, now we believe him. Why? Ishtamotehu kem ishtamet mina. Really, we'll say that the first time, man, he was just buying time. Savar adim ma'ayinu bei rabbanan bedina. He said, you know what? I know that anything's going to happen. I'm going to say I paid. They're not going to believe me. They're going to go back to Beit Din. Eventually I'll get an adrachta. And then I'll pay. So basically he was buying a bit of time. That's when Beit Din said, Chayavim. Beit Din said Tzevetayin, then it will be a different story altogether. And on that, Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, a similar case, money biyadach, while Omer, any biyadi klum. God says, you got money, man. He said, I got nothing. Any made him to Toshiyash, and some Adim say, you have got it. The Chazar Amar Parati, and then he said, but I paid you back a second time. Huchzak Kafratobam, we say he's a liar. Kihad the Shabtai Bered Rabbi Mayunus. Right? What was the case with him? Katavra le Karate. His son got married, and he paid, and in his daughter's ketubah, he took upon himself, and instead of the milta, like a nice woolen garment, he'd be responsible for it. Vekabli lein, he was mekabel, wasn't mekabel alei. He took upon himself, he was the arev to that in the garment. In the meantime, irkis ketubata, the ketubah got lost. And Amar lei said to her, the Masrash says that to Amar la. No, are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? I never undertook a garment. What are you talking about? First time I hear about it. Who says anything about a garment, right? Nice guy. So Atu Sadu Amru in the Adim came and said, what are you talking about? Katavla, we saw that you katavla. You wrote to her. Lesof Amar Le. He said, you know what, Parak, I gave her the garment. At le kamet Abichia. And Abichia said, Amalei uchzacht kafran lo ta itzala. As far as this garment is concerned, you're a liar. And until you bring Adim, that you've given it to her, as far as we're concerned, you haven't paid her. So we see a similar idea. When it's proven, right? And he took upon himself, it was written into the star, and the Adim saw that it was written into the star, and he had given, and he lied, and he said, no, it wasn't, we don't believe him. Similar idea. You chai your friend a shvua. V'amai, you say nishbati. V'adim utosh lo nishba. Adim say, you didn't nishba. Huchzak kafra notash shvua. Again, from that moment onwards, look at Rashi, look at them, Toshua, Lomar, Nishbati, Achi, Shabbat, and you can't get away with it until Adam came along and said, we saw the guy make a Shua. Amru, come in Rabbi Abahu. They said in front of Rabbi Abahu, Amar Lehu, Mistar, Mil to Rabbi Abin. It makes sense, Rabbi Abin is telling us. It's in Rabbi Yochanan about Chayav and the Shua. He said, but that makes sense when Shenit Chayav Shuva Beitin. The story of a Shua and witnesses came to make Shua, that's if it was a Beitin imposed Shua. Not just that two guys agree between them to make a shvua. You know, I'll make a shvua for you. No, if it's baiting, then make yes. He said, well, chai chiev, atzmo shvua neman. But if a guy said to him, see, I'll make your shvua, then he's neman. Look at Rashi, aval chiev, atzmo shvua, neman, shamar lo yishava lecha, v'tavu aidim v'lo ava, v'achak chama nishbati neman. If aidim came along and said, didn't shvua, then after he said, no, but I made a shvua now, then he's neman. Right, even though in front of aidim, he hadn't made the shvua. Why? Because avi inish the mikra v'amar. The Gemara says, like the people, it happens. Look at Rashi. Avinish the Mikra Amar. Lo ese mash lo chivuni baitin el ani batzmi. Vain so sarvanut vatcharta el dechia ba'alma. I don't know exactly what he's saying. He said that people, when they take upon themselves to do things that baitin haven't instructed them to do, so they say things, they push it off, they pull it off, whatever the case is, take it less seriously. Hadru akamet Rabbi Abin Amalu Ananami baitin Amin. So Rabbi, it's a now, when we had Rabbi Abin said Rabbi Lazar, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that this whole idea of Shvua makes Irat, he has make it. And then, Amru akamet Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu said, Mistambra mil to Rabbi Abin only when baitin said, not a private Shvua. The Gemara then says, after Rabbi Abin Amalu, it's Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. Ahudra came Rabbi Abin Amalu, and Rabbi Abin heard this. He said, I also agree. So I also mentioned only with regards to Beitin Amrei. There was Idma Nami Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Ayachay Abul Chavur Shul Beitin Abani Shpati Vaedi Meidun Shul Nishba Uchzak Kafan Otashua. We see this when Rabbi Yochanan said it. Rabbi Kor Rabbi Yochanan, when we speak it, we speak it after a Beitin Shua, not a regular Shua between friends. Okay, I'm Rabbi Asher Rabbi Yochanan Amotesh Tarchu B'Shuk. Now we go back to this idea here of finding a lost document to the marketplace. Right, v'chatuv bo henpek, and it's been attested to by Beitin. V'chatuv bo zmano bo v'yom, and now it's written on today's date. Now, what's the havavin at the moment? If you borrow money from a guy, what are the chances you paid him back the same day you borrowed the money? Very slim, right? Very slim. Unless suddenly on the way back you suddenly hit the jackpot or something, right? See, we got a case over here where a guy finds a starchov in the shuk, it's really henpek, and it's got today's date on it. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Yachzul le Bani, give back to the Bani." He says, "Mimana afshach, give back to the Bani. Why? Imishum katav li ovo velo lava. When we had a couple of concerns before, right? When it comes to a star, what were our concerns? One concern was that the star was written, but he never actually used the star in the end. See, that's your case, right? Katav li ovo velo lava. Hakatuv bo henpek. The star has been the star mekuyam by Beitin. It's been attested to. So in other words, it's a star that Beitin never tested. There is money, right? So we can't worry about that." And if you consider maybe the stars have been repaid, we don't worry about a star being repaid on the same day that you took the money. So Amale, Rabbi Zayir, Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zayir said to Rabbi Asi, you quoted Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Me, did Rabbi Yochanan say such a thing? That we aren't choshesh to a star being paid back on the same day?" Now, it's a little bit long over here, but listen to his proof. He says, "Ha'atu da'amat Rabbi, you Rabbi Asi, you told in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that star shel avabo v'para u'parao eino chozer v'lavabo shekvar nimchal shibudo." You told us halacha Rabbi Yochanan's name. And if a guy borrowed money from somebody and paid back the loan, let's say I borrow money now from you, Clive, okay, and I borrow $100,000 from you, and I've got a star. And now I come to you and I pay you the money. What do you do with the star? You give it to me, right? Give it back to me. You never tore it up. You give it back to me. Right? Now I've got the star. Now I'm holding the star. It says Rabbi Yochanan that you can't give the Malve that star back. Why can't you give my star back? Because already it says over here that the Shi'abud Nimchal Shibudo. When I lent you the money, you invariably got some sort of security over assets of mine. The moment I paid you back the money, the asset guarantee is gone. That star is meaningless. Really, halakhically, all that star is now a piece of paper. I paid you back. Right?
But where's the evidence? If in other words, the star was evidence of the fact that you took the loan. So where's the evidence that you paid it back?
I've got the star now. Why did you give it to me? Because I paid you back.
Okay.
So now, says Rabbi Zayir to Rabbi Asi. Now you said to Rabbi Asi that he can't use that star again. Why? Because shekvar nimchal shibudo. So he says, now, Ahmad, when are we speaking about? Ilam lemachar uleyom echara. If you're going to tell me that he wants to borrow money again, right? Look what he says over here. So Rabbi Zayir says, "Me am Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, tura damad bishar Rabbi Yochanan. Star shel avabo paro. Eino chozer velo vevo. I can't borrow money again. I don't think I explained that clearly. I borrowed $100,000 from you. You gave, and I had a star. Now you gave me the star. Now I come to you and I say, listen to me. I want to lend me another $100,000. Here's the star back, and give me another $100,000. So what do you care? You've got a star. Are you $100,000? Correct? So Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use that star again. Why? Because halachically, the shi'abud, the original mortgage that you had of a property of mine, once I paid you back, is gone. So even though there's now it's telling me that you got a star that owe you money, halachically, once I paid you back, the shibud is gone, correct? So even though you're holding a star and you owe you $100,000, halachically, that star is worth nothing to you. Right, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So he says, now let's understand, when was Rabbi Yochanan speaking about? If I gave you back the star, I borrowed money from you today, and I borrowed and I came back to you 3 months' time, tomorrow or the next day or a week after, and I said, yes, the star, give me back money from today. So there's a different reason why I can't use that star. My area, shekvar nimchal, why to use the reason that the teeth of the star have been extracted? Typically, we could say, why can't I use that star? It's a star mukdam. What does it mean, star mukdam? The loan was made today, but when was the date? The date was 3 days ago. Now that's a star mukdam. It's possible. Why are we worried about that? Because in the last three days, I might have sold the property. And now the star says that the money predates the time I sold the property, but really it's only afterwards. So property I sold in between was free property. I had every right to sell it. And the guy who bought it from me wasn't in any way in a second state to you. And now, if it's a predatory star, you can go and stalk the guy who bought land from me in the meantime. That's why it's a star muktam. It's asu. It's non shitrei chova muktam. One second. I got to tell you, what's a star muktam? A star muktam means, we say like this. If I write a star today, and it's dated today, and today is, what's the date today? I don't know, the 15th of March. What's the date today? The 15th or 16th, 17th of March. Say, what's the date? 16th of March, right? It's Brian Schwer's birthday, actually. 16th of March, right? And now, but when do you lend me the money? You actually give me the money only on the 1st of April. And tomorrow, I go and I sell property to somebody. Well, the halacha is that any property that I've got, freehold property, if I've given you, borrowed money from you, and I've given you a star, you've got the first call on that property of mine. If I sold it, you've got the right to go to the guy I sold it to and say, I'm sorry, mister, but that land I need to get back because that was guaranteeing my property. You've got to go and sue the seller who sold it to you. It's not my problem. That's called the Shtar Mukdam, right? That's why I predated Shtar. So says Rabbi Zeru to Rabbi Yassi, if the guy paid, took a borrowed money today, and he paid it back today, and he only wanted to borrow money from you in 3 or 4 days' time and use the same shtar that he had from originally from 2 days ago, it's not because the shtar has lost its teeth. It's because the shtar mukdam. Because when did you lend him the money? On Wednesday. When was the shtar dated? On Monday. That's why it's asur. Right? That's what he says. Typically, later, have a mukdam. But now, shtar mukdam musulin. Edela beyome. Meaning, therefore, it must have been the shtar we're speaking about was a shtar that he wanted to reuse on the same day. Alma pare in Shabbat. We see that there is a case. People do pay money back on the same day. Otherwise, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't worry. We'd have to say, it's the Shtar Mukdam. So he says, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Zaira, me come in and let lo pare klal. I never said that no one in the world ever does it. I just said, lo shchichin shet pare biyome come in. It's not a common thing. Therefore, we'd have to worry about meshugah nehunts, right? Things that aren't common, we'd have to worry about. Rav Kahana Amar... Rav Kahana said, like this, okay, so what are we speaking about? Had Rabbi Yochanan Yachzi the Bani, Rabbi Yochanan said, when Rabbi Yochanan said, you give a shtar like this back? Keshechayev Modi, when the creditor admits that he owes the money. So says the Gemara, listen, Yachzi, Mani, there's no chidush. It's a pashut that. He says, there is a chidush. What's the, listen to this chidush. He says, Mahu de Taima, what would we have thought?
The debtor.
I would get confused. No, that my whole life I always get confused. No, but you're right. The borrower, right? The borrower has the money, right? He says, my retainer. I never got my debits and credits, whatever, right? He says, my retainer. What would we have thought? Hi, Mifra Pare. Really, the guy paid the money back. Father, come and look right. The reason he said I never paid, it's not true. He wanted to borrow money again from the same guy. You know what? Let me save money on the software. Why go waste money paying a new software? So I'll tell him I owe the money. This way they'll give him back the shtar. And then he knows that I owe the money. And I'll go borrow more money from him. I said, you already got a shtar. Give me more money. He says, if that's the case, what's the chidush? The chidush is, we don't have to worry about that. Why? Because the Malveh himself won't let you do that. Why won't you do that? Savra, what's he going to say to the Malveh? Shamei bei Rabbanan. Rabbanan going to hear that I'm reusing a shtar. And like Rabbi Yochanan said already, that was Zaira quoted Rabbi Asi saying, you once told us, Rabbi Yochanan said, that a shtar that's been used has lost its shiabud. And therefore, I'm going to lend him money a second time on a shtar that's got no longer shiabud on it. What's going to happen? Umaf siddi, then they're going to take my money away. Rabbanan said, listen, mister, that was your problem. You lent the guy money against the shtar. That's meaningless. You can't use that shtar to. He wouldn't do it. You don't have to worry about it. So it says, Mashnai miha. So Rabbi, the Gemara said, why is this any different? So we saw the Mishnah Ditnan Matzah Shitrechov Im Yesh Ben Achrayut Nechasim Lo Yachzir. Remember we had this a couple of daffa gathering about Yudala. Where's the teta over here? Your bet. On your bet, we had a guy found a shtar. We said, remember if Yesh Ben, we had a difference between if there's Achrayut, there's an Achrayut. Remember that was the machlok that we said, the Rabbanan said that Achrayut is a ta'ut sofer. Remember that? Rabbi Meir said it makes a difference. Is Achrayut, is Achrayut. And Rabbanan said it's always Achrayut. Achrayut is a ta'ut sofer. And we said that certainly with regards to a loan agreement because nobody would lend money at Achrayut. Everybody with me? Remember that? That was the word we're quoting now. So he said, why? That Mishnah we said, the Matzah Shitrechov, Imesh ben Achrayut, Nechastim lo yachzir, Vokimna keshachamode. And even there, when the mode, when the chayev, the debtor admitted it, we still say you can't give it back. Umishum, Shema katav, We said, why not? Because it might be a shtar mukdam. And there we didn't say the reason you can't use it is the Malvi himself wouldn't do it. He didn't worry about it there. There we never used that as the reason. We said it's a shtar mukdam. We never said that the guy wouldn't worry. He said no. He said, now the Malveh might not rush to say, don't give me the shtar. Why? Because there's this a chance. The shtar was 6 months between the time they actually lent the money to the time that he's going to get the money. There's an opportunity to go maybe and stock a few guys who bought land in the meantime. So there's an upside. Here, the shtar was today. He says, there's no real value, a profits here. Why? The sof shtar ha'id negative. The shtar was written today. It was paid back today. It was re-lent today. There was nobody in the middle that I could maybe go and be in collusion with the love shtoch, right? So the Gemara says, ma'ike de ketarif lekuchot, b'shtar shivu chashubado lo shavik, right? The ha'id negative, This is quite important, especially for tomorrow's stuff as well. Hatoen achar maase beitin. If there's a star, actually a davar shu tnai beitin, not even a star, sorry, kagon ketuba, or mazon aisha, anything that is under the instructions of beitin, like a ketuba is beitin. Mazon aisha, woman's, what do you call it, maintenance and food for daughters, etc. And someone said, I paid, and they went adim around, says Rashi, lo amar klum. Look in the Gemara. You don't have adim, you just say, I paid, means nothing. Which is my timer. Which means it's called maase beitin. Because even though there might not be a star, if it's a maase beitin, that a woman has to, it's implicit in the ketubah, what's written there, that you're going to support the woman gets a ketubah, right, even there's no document, a place where there wasn't a star even, makes no difference. See, there was a star. Right? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo mishnah, so he says, I understand, Rabbi Yochanan, what's your big chiddush? V'lo mishnah, teinu izo, is that a mishnah? And he quotes the mishnah. The mishnah Masechet Ketubot says, hotzia get v'eini mo ketubah. If she comes now to bring her get to the to Beitin, and she hasn't got a ketubah with her, now there it is, go be ketubah ta, she's entitled to a ketubah. So that seems to be that it's a mishnah. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's big chiddush of you? So you see that the Rabbi Chiya wasn't worried about giving a challenge to Rabbi Yochanan. Right? But Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a slouch either. So what Rabbi Yochanan says, so Amar Lei says to him, "I Lord Dlai Lachaspa." If I hadn't lifted up, right, Higba. There's a Rashi in Ketubot says that Dlai Higbeti. If I didn't first lift up that shard of cheres, Lo Mishkachat Marganita, till you wouldn't have found the pearl underneath. But it says, how did you realize that that's what the Mishnah says? Because I opened your eyes to it by telling you this chirush. Right? So that's why it's not really so obvious. It's something still in. So now Amar Abaya. So Abaya is standing on the side there. Says, I don't understand. My Marganita. Right? What's the Marganita of here? Well, what's this big chirush of here? What's the pearl? What's the jewel? What are we talking about? Dilma, what's the Mishnah saying? But Makom Shein Kotvin Ketubah Skin. Isn't it? We don't write a Ketubah. Right? And the get, Hanuk Tubah, the get, therefore, it serves as the ketubah. But the makom she kotvin ketubah, in a place where there would be a ketubah, in a kit a ketubah gavya, in lo lo gavya. Therefore, then, if you brought a ketubah, you bring a ketubah. We don't just say that always maase beitin as if there was a star, it's in a place where there's a star. But if there was a place in the star, then maybe not. But look what Abaya says there, got integrity, Abaya. How did Abaya love milti dami? You know what? Ignore what I just said now, I spoke nonsense. Ignore, scratch what I said. Look at Rashi. He says, "Love milti d'ami." The b'makom shekot bin star ketuba yacholit on parati. Right? That's not true. Because even in a place where there was a star, he could have said, "I paid." Dim kain almana min erusin da'af b'makom shekot bin and kot bin min erusin. And we'll see in a moment. There's a bigger question here from an almana from an erusin. In other words, a woman who was widowed when she was only engaged, betrothed, and not married, she didn't have a ketuba, and she never got a ketuba yet. So how would she get a ketubah if it wasn't a maaseh beitin? It's a maaseh beitin. Once you betrothed, you tried your ketubah, even if you got a ketubah. So in a moment, so Abai says, Kesha, I just said, "Te'is lakadatach v'makom she'er kotvin ketubah askin." If you think we speak in a place where it isn't a ketubah, v'makom she'er kotvin ketubah, in a kita ketubah gabi, in lo gabia, amana, then, min erishin, b'may gabia. How would a woman from erishin ever get a ketubah? Look at Rashi, b'may gabi ketubah, al korchach, ba'edem mitad ba'ob, must be speaking about what the Gemara says. Must be about Eidim Bidabal, but then if it's only about the Eidim, then Velit'on Velame Parate, the Yoshim could say we paid. You need to tell the Chita Machinami, Imkain, Ma'ol Chachamim Takanatam. Then what do Chachamim do with the Takana? The whole Takana of Chachamim is that implicit in any in this relationship is that you get a ketubah. And if we're going to rely on bait, if we rely on words, right? So unless we got Eidim, doesn't make a difference, irrespective if it is a ketubah, isn't a ketubah. Amar Lemar Kishibra Drav Chizra Vashi. So now, according to Abaya, it's Pashut that the whole proof of why this Maaseh Beitin is unchallengeable unless you got Eidim is because it says if there was a star, and the proof that Abaya used to sort of disprove his own argument was this idea of a ketubah from Erusin, from a betrothal. So it says, where do we even know that a woman betrothed has a ketubah? When we talk about a ketubah, we mean like my time zuz for an alma, for a betula and 100 zuz for a beula, right? That the 200 zuz, 100 zuz, we talk about that. We don't have any extras in a moment. He says, Ilay mihadi, don't you tell me from this Mishnah that we learned? And he quotes over here, Mishnah Ketubot, Nit Armalah, Nit Kashai, when we became widowed, we became divorced, Baim in Arusin, Baim in Arusin, Suin, Govel Akol. She gets everything. Right? Govel Akol over here, we understand Rashi. Baim Ketubot Shel Tanai Beitin, the Hanu Manil Almanah, Matan Betula, Baim Tosefet. She gets it all, even if the husband wrote extras in. So he says, but maybe that's not the proof. Maybe it's only if he actually wrote her a shtar. Maybe that's why. So not just prove. So you're going to say to me, I don't understand. What's the chiddush then of this Mishnah? If it's only we write to a star, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, it says, no, maybe the chiddush of Yehesh, lafuk Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says, what does he say? Shelo katav le elam enak lekonsa. That really, why did he write to this whole story? It's only the purpose is only when they actually do the when he's caught, so when he marries her, right? So therefore, it's trichelei. That's why we needed this chiddush over here, so that it's not only for kones, even before kinus, before they get married with the erusin is already a ketubah. We'll stop over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.